Well, the scoreboard doesn't show it, but the Jaguars played well in Buffalo, just not well enough to win. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap on a day in which the Jaguars did play well, but fell 28-21 to the Buffalo Bills. It was a nearly even game, although the Jaguars outrushed the number one rushing team in the NFL by 30 yards. The difference? Big plays. On the very first play of the second half, the Bills' offense got uncorked and kept it going.
They made some plays. You know, that's what they got, a couple explosive plays on it, and they scored at the end of those. You know, it's unfortunate because I thought that we played pretty well. We came in here thinking that we had to tackle very well, and, you know, we just gave up too many plays.
And that's been our kryptonite because as you can see, when we play and just line up and force them to run the field, no offense can do that against us. But when we give up those explosives, man, it's you see what happened.
It's easy to use that as a crutch or an excuse and say, we're not getting a break, you know, we're not getting any luck. Well, you know, it's on us to go make a play. You know, rather than leave it up to luck and a break and a bounce or a call, you know, just go make it. Make the play, make the catch, make the throw, do whatever. We gotta do more of that.
So the Jaguars are now in the middle of a six-game losing streak, and people around the league wondered if they'd come play hard on a cold day against a Bills team that was in contention. Well, they made it clear going all the way down the field for an opening drive touchdown and then battling the entire way. Players, with five games left, haven't and won't give up.
I felt like personally, and we felt like as a team, that we was going to have a chance to go out and win the last six games. We had a great chance to do it. We felt like we was on a roll. We had great practices and had the momentum going into this week. And I think, you know, we just fell short today. But our season is not over.
I've always said, never let this record define this team. Because I promise you, if you show up on Sunday and you see it, look at our record and you play like that, we embarrass you. But we just got to learn how to win situations and eliminate those big plays.
I say, you know, me, of course you want to win, but regardless of the situation, you know what I'm saying? As long as you see your team going out there and competing their butts off and going out there and putting it all on the line, you can't ask for nothing more.
A few game notes. Chris Ivory left the ballgame with 44 rushing yards in the second quarter and never went back in. The Jaguars offense lost its versatility without him and never was able to produce as it was in that first half. Other injuries? Allen Hurns and Yannick Ngakoue both were limping off the field. Those will be updated tomorrow in Gus Bradley's Monday news conference. Well, the final score from New Era Field in Buffalo, 28-21. The Jaguars fall to 2-9 on the season and have lost six in a row. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.